Wasn't it wrong for Hanuman to enter Lanka by force, by Krishna's mercy?
Sadrishan cheshtate swasya prakriter gyanvanapi prakriti yanti bhutani nigraha ki karishyati
quote, even a man of knowledge acts according to his own nature, for everyone follows his nature. What can repression accomplish? Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3.33.
Likely the most well-known depiction of Sri Hanuman's Leela is the carrying of the mountain.
Flying through the air, with an enlarged form, making the typically superior in size object appear small.
Like he's holding a basketball or something. Effortlessly gliding through the air, not breaking a sweat.
For the purpose of rescuing Lakshman, Sri Rama's younger brother, the task was to find a specific herb, which was located on that mountain. Time was of the essence, and rather than risk a misidentification, Hanuman picked up the entire area and brought it back with him.
Proving once again his dedication. He perhaps didn't follow the instructions to the letter, but the spirit of devotion was there.
Which is what really counts.
A maybe lesser known depiction, but just as interesting, is of Hanuman striking a female.
The city of Lanka personified. The lady guarding the city during the reign of Ravana, the ten-headed one.
Hanuman was again on a mission. He was searching for Rama's missing wife, Sita Devi.
Doesn't it seem that everyone associated with Rama is always in trouble? The father Dasharatha dies from separation pains. Bharata is mortified to learn that his mother, Kekii, is responsible for the great calamity in the family. Sita is held against her will in Lanka. Lakshman gets hurt on the battlefield.
And still Hanuman fondly recalls that time period enshrined in the Sanskrit work known as the Ramayana.
What is your explanation? Rama is supposed to be God. Shouldn't his associates be protected? Isn't the shelter of the divine a thing?
A discussion for another time. Focus on the Hanuman entering Lanka thing.
Okay.
He struck a female. I know that is typically not sanctioned. Rama had something similar occur when fighting the female demon named Tataka.
Vishvamitra, the spiritual guide, insisted that Rama kill her. Hanuman never wants to violate etiquette, but if someone is getting in the way of bringing life-saving news to Sita, there has to be action taken.
I'm not even focusing on the striking part. I want to know why it isn't considered sinful to enter a foreign territory unannounced and uninvited. The law marks the offense as breaking and entering for a reason.
There was a guard, too.
Should not a devotee be exemplary in behavior? His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada says that a devotee of Krishna could be known by their qualities, that they are a perfect gentleman.
Yes, for sure. You don't need to strive separately to acquire honesty, compassion, intelligence, cleanliness and the like. Just from connecting to God the person in what is known as yoga every auspicious characteristic arrives.
Okay, but we can't say that forcing your way into another person's land is gentlemanly behavior. What is your explanation?
Look at the nature.
What does that mean?
Sri Rama did not force his way there, though he had every justification to. Ravana had intruded on Rama's temporary home in the Dandaka forest, so there was sufficient justification to attack unannounced in response.
But Rama didn't do that.
Realize that Hanuman is in the monkey-type body. He is more than what we associate with bodily features, but the form is still not an accident. Monkeys are known to enter areas unannounced. In Vrindavan they steal people's groceries and eyeglasses. They then run away, holding the goods as ransom.
All right, but Hanuman has more intelligence than that.
As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, every person acts according to their nature. Rama's most trusted servant takes advantage of his form. He uses whatever is granted to him for furthering the interests of the Supreme Lord. Know that if you are devoted enough to Rama in the same way, Hanuman might intrude into your home. One day he will make an unexpected visit, through a window perhaps, and take for himself everything you just offered to Rama with love and devotion. He will run away with the goods, and the experience will be the greatest blessing in your life. In closing, though others not allowed, of your visit proud, that sneakily everything to take, and then a quick escape to make. Since Sri Hanuman of nature so, sanctioned in such way to go, to Sita and Rama most dear, my life's greatest blessing clear.